Well, parents are understandably stressed about back to school this year. Psychologist, author, parenting relationship expert, and host of Help Me Sarah on Saga 960 in Mississauga, Ontario, Sarah Dimmerman joins us on Canada Now. And Sarah, I'm one of those parents, and we have to be careful that our anxiety doesn't affect our kids.
Absolutely. Remind me what grade your kids are going into.
Well, my youngest is starting school, supposedly, in September.
Right.
And my older one is going into the second grade.
Okay, so JK and second grade?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my understanding is that the really young kids, like your kids' age, are not going to be having to wear masks. And I think for them it'll be pretty much as normal, so to speak, as normal as we used to know it pre-COVID. I think I'm not sure if the teachers will be wearing masks or not. I think they may be. But how are you feeling? Are you feeling nervous, excited, a mixture of both?
Guilty. It's a no-win situation. I'm feeling guilty because I'm in the fortunate situation, Sarah, at least at this moment in time. Any day can change things, but I'm in a position right now where my wife and I can stay home with our kids and continue the status quo, which is what we're electing to do because we don't have faith that, one, it is safe, and two, that safety can be practiced at the point where we would be pleased with it. So we're electing to keep our kids home.
So why are you feeling guilty then?
Guilty because I want my kids to be in school. I want them to be social. I want them to be out and running and playing and living their lives and having days. Here, we can only do so much. I think we're doing our best. I think we're doing a great job of it. But on one hand, I feel guilty that they're not getting all those things that they need that school would give them. But on the other hand, if I were to send them, I'd feel bad about exposing them to whatever might happen. And at what cost, really? You know, again, for us, we're able to stay home. Like, it's not a case of, well, there's nothing I can do. I've got to keep my job. I'm rolling the dice here. I'm not in that situation.
You know, it's interesting, Jeff, because in thinking about talking to you today, one of the things that I was thinking about was how guilty parents feel. But it was interesting. I was thinking of the flip side, because a lot of my clients have children that are at home, and some of them are a little bit older than your kids, so they're used to maybe sending them to camp programs for the summer. They've had them at home for much longer than a school summer break would typically be, and they're pulling their hair out. Some of them are working and trying to juggle, you know, having to keep up with keeping their kids busy and not feeling so bad about losing their patience. And others are like yourself at home because you can be some of the time and you can share that with your wife, but also not enjoying it as much because they're just thinking about how long this process will be. And so I really think that either way, you're going to feel guilty. As you said, I'm glad that you've put that perspective on things to feel guilty that you're not then sending them back into school, which has now been stated by the Hospital for Sick Kids and other people that going to school is a very important part of children's mental health. So we know the socializing and that kind of thing is very important. And, you know, your kids are a little bit younger, but for those kids that are used to being in that routine, are used to going and seeing their friends and having recess and used to that kind of organized life and learning, they will be missing out if they stay at home. But as you said, if you keep them at home, then you feel guilty about that. If you send them to school, then you feel bad that maybe you're exposing them to something. And then you're kind of almost feeling selfish that you're putting your own needs ahead of them, because a lot of parents are saying, you know, I'm nervous, but I'm actually really feeling excited that my kids can finally go someplace and I can breathe. I can get my own work done. I can take a break. I can go on the treadmill and get an hour of exercise, you know, as opposed to getting off every 10 minutes to take care of somebody's needs. So I think it's kind of like a no-win situation for parents. And whatever decision you've made has been a hard one. And I think that's the bottom line. I think that, you know, whatever parents' decisions any parents are making, I think other parents and other people just need to say, I saw something on Facebook where somebody posted, you know, if a parent decides to make a decision either way, just acknowledge that decision must have been difficult, because it's not easy either way. And so I think parents are going to be anxious about what you're anxious about by keeping them at home, and they're going to be anxious by sending them to school as well. So the anxiety is going to be high. And the anxiety is also really high for the teachers. So many of them are struggling with what they're doing for their own children and, you know, feeling guilty that they're going maybe back to teaching and putting their children back to school. So now it's like their exposure and their children's exposure. And, you know, a lot of those teachers may not return to the classroom. They may go on disability, for example. They may try and get some temporary leave. Because I think that if teachers go back into the classroom and are highly anxious and the children feed off on that, or the teachers become, you know, hypervigilant and the children, as I said, feed off of that as well, I think that could be doing children a disservice as well. Mm-hmm. So I think optimally both teachers, students, and parents that opt to send, that go back into the school, whether it be, as I said, parents, teachers, or students, need to go in with a careful approach, but not a hyper-anxious, hyper-vigilant approach, because anxiety for sure will filter down. It happens in homes. It happens in school. It happens wherever you are. Children will pick up on that anxiety, and they will feel more tense as a result of it too.
You know, I had a talk with my older one, who's six, is going to be seven later in the year, about what's going to happen. And he brought it up. He innocently, you know, he said, so it's August now, right? Said, yeah, because it was a couple days ago. Yeah. I said, it's August now, yeah. And he said, so September's after August. I said, yeah. He goes, well, September means school. So am I going to school? You know, and he was kind of like, yeah. Am I going? Because he's aware of the virus. He's kind of catching on without instilling fear in him. I explained what's going on because, you know, we go out. We see people with masks and everything.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Talk to him about it. And he said, so I'm going to be going to school in September. Like, do I have to wear a mask? What do I have to do? And I said, well, you know, buddy, we're talking about it. I said there are a lot of parents that feel that it's safe for their kids to go and they're going to send their kids to school. And there are a lot of parents that don't feel it's safe. And I think we're one of the parents that don't feel it's safe yet. So we're going to have to keep you home, and have you work online. But, you know, when September rolls around, if you are going to be on the computer and working online and being in class that way, that means you have to work extra hard to make up for not being there. But that's a decision we're making right now. And I explained it to him, and I explained how, you know, his mom and I are at home and we are working every day and we're working extra hard because we can't be with people in the office. We have to do things right. In a different way. We're trying to lead by example. But, you know, the reason why I bring that up is because when he brought it up, it's not a conversation I shied away from, even though there is some indecision at the moment. I wanted to make it like, yeah, let's talk about this. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with talking about it. And I think the one thing that's going to keep us through, no matter what we do, is going to be constant communication with our kids.
Yeah. And I like that you had that conversation with him and that you said that you and his mom have decided that because you can and because you're not feeling quite ready to have him going to be with a group of other children and being in such close proximity, that you're going to opt to keep him at home for now. One of the things that I would really urge parents not to do is to give their children the choice. Because if you were to have said to him, what do you think? And he were to say, I want to go to school. I want to see my friends. Then you'd be in even more of a quandary because now you're saying, well, I'm sorry, you can't go. So why even give him that option if you've already decided that it's not something you're comfortable with? Children always look to us to set boundaries for them, and especially making these kinds of big decisions. I think it's really great that you said to him, you know, we may not be 100% sure, but we're going to wait and see how it goes. But for now, our decision is not to have you go back in September. I think a lot of parents, maybe even like yourselves, may wait to see how the other kids do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like if I have a number of parents who have opted to send their children back to daycare even, some of those parents waited a little bit longer than others. They wanted to see, you know, how are daycare centers doing now that they've opened up? Are more children getting sick? Are more families getting sick? And I think the same will be true for school. If my guess is that, I don't know for sure, but I would say probably 50% of kids will go back and 50% won't. And I think the 50% of parents that keep their kids back will be really paying close attention to what's happening in the school. And if you see after 2 months that there's no incidence of COVID at all in the school, then you may decide differently, I'm imagining. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And I also, it's not just with the cases that might or might not pop up. It's just, it's chaotic on the first day, the first week of school anyway. Amplify that or multiply it, I should say, by 1,000 this year. I just don't want to throw my young kids in the middle of all of that. You know, if it's going to be figure it out on your own, and then, you know, I'll show up later on.
Yeah. So it's hard because I guess all kids that are going back are in some way a bit of guinea pigs, so to speak, right? Because they're trying out this new approach. I mean, as they did even online, you know, I remember when that first started, things were a little bit less smooth than they were a couple of months into the learning process online. Teachers became more familiar with it, boards of education. I mean, everybody was thrown into the deep end together. And so in some way, the kids that go back will also, I mean, in some way, it'll be good to have less kids in the classroom anyway, but also it'll give teachers the opportunity and kids, the whole school, the opportunity to see how the new setup works. And then I guess you're wanting to see how that goes too. You don't want to be sending your child in on the first day of chaos. Now, I don't know for sure if it will be. I think, you know, when I think about some of the stores, for example, that opened, you know, I'm thinking of when the first store that I went to was Winners when it opened. And I remember being so impressed because they had, you know, the sidewalks marked off with six feet apart distancing. They had the disinfecting stations as we walked through the door. Everything was, they had less racks, so people weren't on top of one another. And so many of the stores that I've been into, right as they opened up, they were already set up to really handle things differently. And I'm confident that the schools will be in that position too, that they are, as you said, having to work much harder. Everybody's having to work much harder because it's a new approach. So yes, there will be some getting used to things, especially maybe mask wearing while you're teaching or while you're sitting in a classroom, although your kids wouldn't have to wear masks. But, you know, I think that they will probably be pretty well set up in terms of, you know, people coming in, people leaving, certain entrances, certain exit areas. Parents will obviously not be able to stand around the vestibule at the end of the day and wait for their kids. Different systems will be established, but the systems will be established, I'm pretty confident, this month before school goes back into effect.
Yeah, I hope you're absolutely right. And believe me, even if I'm not sending my kids back to school in September, I'm rooting for everything to go well for everybody. And then I'll just jump on board a little later on. But part of the anxiety that I think parents are feeling right now is making a decision one way or another, but especially in deciding not to go the way of sending their kids to school and feeling somewhat iced out or not being able to get their kids back into school when they deem the time to be appropriate. And this indecision right now, like one might feel, hey, this is what we're going to do in September. But I ran into a parent that would have their kids starting in school the same time as my second one is. And she says, hey, you know, our kids are going to be going to school together in September. And I said, have you decided for sure that he's going to school in September? And she goes, oh yeah, absolutely. And she says, you? And I said, and she was smiling and confident and happy about it.
Excited.
Relieved almost, right?
Yeah.
And,
sure. And
yeah. And then she says, what about you? And I said, no, I don't think so. I think right now I don't think so. And that's all I said. Yeah. And then her face just completely changed, and she looked completely concerned and said, why, do you think it's going to be a problem? Like, even she was sold.
No, it's a great story, but I think there's so many stories that come out of that story. One is that everybody wants to feel like normal, right? And everybody wants to feel like they're in the same boat. So we check things out with other people that are in the same kind of lifestyle as ourselves. So here she was, so excited, you know, assuming that every other parent was feeling exactly the same way. And then when you said that you weren't planning on sending your kids back, it wasn't like she tried to convince you otherwise. All of a sudden she had this horror, almost like, what do you know that I don't, you know?
So what
should I rethink this whole approach? And I think there's going to be a lot of that going on. And there's going to be a lot of parents in August this month going back and forth with one another. Are you not? What should I do? And for people who are not as confident, maybe they're sitting on the fence, they're going to feel this rocking back and forth, right?
Yeah.
So I would really encourage that, you know, that it's going to be tough, but I would really encourage, not unlike any other big decision in life, that you need to be confident with the decision that you've made, and you don't need to try and convince anybody else that your decision is the right or the wrong one, because the bottom line is, there's no right or wrong. It's what's right for you and right for your family. And as you said, you're not feeling obviously too overwhelmed by having them at home, and you are able to manage it. And so you've made this decision that's right for you and your family. There's no right or wrong. We don't really know. Time will tell how things work out. And so I think that it's important for us to be, you know, to talk to our spouses if we're co-parenting and to come up with a game plan. And maybe you'll reevaluate in a few weeks, but maybe not. But try to maintain your integrity. Try to maintain what you believe in and not be too influenced or not be influenced at all by what other people are saying, because everybody has different ideas. And as I said at the beginning, everybody's going to feel guilty for different reasons. It's difficult either way. But your story proves a beautiful point, like in terms of how easily influenced we are by the people. And also, you know, how maybe she's sad because she was looking forward to your child being with her child. And, you know, parents may worry. In fact, one parent I spoke to who did send her child back to a daycare was really sad because the majority of his friends weren't back there. And so although he had loved daycare before the pandemic, he was really having a hard time once he went back because he was with a different teacher. He was with different kids, with fewer kids, and the whole experience was very different. So parents will also be watching for that as well. You know, who, not only am I doing the right or wrong thing, but also who will my child be with? You know, are they going to feel like they're alone in being in the classroom? So it's not an easy thing, Jeff, for any parent to, any decision that a parent makes, they're always going to feel, you know, what if I take the other road? So if you are feeling pretty confident with your decision, then I think you're probably ahead of some other parents at this point in time.
Yeah, and we don't know if we're making the right decision, whatever the decision is going to be. And you're right, Sarah. We just have to see how it plays out. Check out helpmesarah.com, psychologist, author, parenting relationship expert, Sarah Demmerman. Sarah, always appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Best of luck.
All right, thank you. we're gonna need it. There is Sarah Demmerman. Again, helpmesarah.com.